T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guests. So, Joan Cohen out there in Pembridge has made, I think, remarkable progress. And that means she got the attention of Will Bunch over at the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's outrageous fascism. And then Keith Olbermann votes her the worst person of the world. I wanted to talk with her because Pembridge has told teachers to remove LGBTQ pride flags, crosses, and other advocacy materials per a new policy. Balanced, neutral, and comprehensive. And also, we mentioned yesterday that Central Bucks is fighting the same kind of battle. Now you have a group of teachers there that say they're not going to follow the directive, that no, you're not going to lie. Now, I hope the parents sue some of these teachers, saying if a kid tells them they want to be known by this name in school, that's what they're going to do. The parents have no say in it, no to anybody else. It's called dead naming them if you don't give them the name that they want. What? And that's one of the better school districts in the country. So let's go to the school board president over in Pembridge, Joan Cohen, worst person. First time I think I've had a worst person in the world, according to Keith Olbermann, on in quite a while on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Joan, welcome in. Thanks for that distinction.
Hi, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Well, that had to be out of the blue. How did you find out about it?
Someone, somebody I know randomly sent me a private message and said that it happened. And so, you know, I just kind of chuckled. The most common reaction that I got from people was, who is he? Which was surprising to me. You know, I know of him from back in the day when he used to be what I guess I would call normal, but he's really fallen out because he's given himself over to just this angerness and bitterness, I think, over politics. and so unfortunately, now he's doing his podcast, and but still doing it with the same kind of negative this negativity that he's brought to his work.
Well, look, we know that you're on the big board over there, the Inquirer. Well, at WHYY, they whenever there's a fodder that they need, they do a 10-part spread on Pembridge High School, which amazes me. So, on October 4th, advocacy materials, related materials, should be removed from district desks, walls, doors, and hallways, the email says. Let me read some of these. Crosses and other religious symbols, LGBTQ pride materials, abortion rights, anti-abortion materials, political party symbols. Here's one that I wanted to start with and allow you to break down. I'm in agreement with it, but oh man, I can imagine geopolitical materials since such as Ukrainian flags. Who could say the Ukrainian flag can't be there?
Well, you know, it is a geopolitical issue, and I'll start by saying I was a social studies teacher, and if you're teaching social studies, that's certainly a current event that you would discuss. But the point of what we're trying to do is to say that you have to first of all, make sure it's relevant to whatever you're supposed to be teaching, and then also that it's presented in a neutral manner, that both sides of the story are given to the
students. All right,
students,
Joan, I'm going to have to probe with you a little bit on this one.
Okay.
On this one, though, I get what the overall intent is. Even with the cross, I'm on board with everything else. I don't think there are two sides here, though. What's the other side here with Ukraine?
Well, what I would say would be some of the frustration that people are expressing about the billions of dollars, for example, that Congress has approved over and over again to send to the Ukraine. That's a bit controversial. And it's
I'm in that camp.
So,
but so what's the intent? Because I think this is a really interesting one, John. We might be on the same, but slightly. Could a teacher not have that flag there, though, because they're supportive? Not so much the funding, or you're saying you can't separate that part of it from overall the two sides with Russia and all.
Yeah, I think it's just whenever there's these situations where you have a story, and now it has become, like in the beginning, it seemed like, you know, everybody was what you're saying. Everybody was thinking there's just one side to this. But now as we've gone on and conditions have persisted in this country and gotten worse with the economy and what have you, it's kind of a bone of contention with people that we are going beyond maybe and providing support in a way that's becoming controversial. And so if we'd rather not delve into those discussions or put that out there, have that presentation of a position where it really doesn't belong, I guess, isn't relevant to that a particular classroom. As I said, in a social studies class, have at it. That's a current event, and you should discuss it, of course. But in the general classrooms, we're really just trying to avoid having these outward symbols on the part of a school district employee of taking one position over another. I do want to emphasize that students, that none of these policies apply to student expression. Student expression is protected. Students may speak to whatever causes that they want to talk about in the classroom, in the confines of like a classroom discussion. Those things aren't prohibited, of course. It's really just on the part of employees.
Have there been things that have come up, or how does that work? Do they have to go before the school board if they say, I want to put this up? I mean, how does the approval, if they're worried that some might see it as advocacy, any kind of symbol? I can't imagine the whole array of them, but tell me.
Mm-hmm. So we've talked about it at length at meetings and have tried to provide explanation to assure everyone that this isn't going to be like a gotcha, overbearing, trying to monitor things. It's really mostly self-monitoring, to take a look at your classroom and see for yourself, use a critical eye and say, am I presenting something to my students that maybe seems weighted one way or the other on a particular issue? I know that our superintendent, who's excellent at these things, Dr. Bolton, he has talked with some teachers, building administrators have had conversations. It's really going along quite well, I have to say. And even in that article in the Inquirer, which I thought was a good article, actually, they had a quote from someone from the teachers union saying, we're all here just trying to do the same thing, which is to make our schools welcoming to all students, to just send that message and have that image of we're here for all of you. We don't have any lists or exceptions to that. So
let's talk about Central Bucks. So you were helpful and they did come on before that. I was impressed. Their school board and all. Here we go though now. And I wanted to ask you just as a hypothetical about how could this be handled. You have a bunch of teachers publicly going to the Bucks County Courier Times and saying, we don't care about the directive or even common sense, I think. If a kid wants to be known as a name, not their birth certificate name, we're going to play along with that. We're not going to tell the parents and we're not going to comply with any of this. It's hard to believe that this is going on, this fundamental thing about parental rights just being thrown aside.
Well, you know that we don't have a policy written on that specific thing. We do have guidance. We do not make any of those changes without involving the parents in Penridge. That's something that we're just not doing. What I would say for another school district, I never like to speak into other people's business, but that's a personnel issue. And whatever policies and procedures they have for violations of policy, if something constitutes, I'm speaking in general terms.
Yeah, I hear you. Yes.
Specifically about those employees, but in general terms, if someone violates a policy, there are procedures in place for how you would, I'll use the word discipline, that sounds harsh, but that's what it is. Like you would address that with the employee at the time, should it happen. I don't know if anyone has.
No, it's just, new. So Joan, the policy where you are, the idea is though, the parents had to be informed on something like this. I mean, it's just that simple.
Yeah, and it should be common sense. And people have raised the question of, you know, what would happen? You know, some students aren't safe at home. Some students don't have a good environment. And I think I've talked about that before with you, where there's already a mechanism in place to address that. We have the ability and actually have the responsibility as mandated reporters that if you think a child is in danger or an adolescent is in danger, then you're required by law to make a report and to take steps to make sure that student is protected. So if there's ever a case where an adult is led to believe that a student has a dangerous situation at home, that adult is responsible to take certain measures. Also, say it's not that they think that a student is in danger. Maybe a student's just uncomfortable. We recognize that these are delicate situations. And in those situations, of course, if a student said to a guidance counselor, you know, they are uncomfortable, they want their parents involved, you can facilitate a conversation between the student and the parents. But the bottom line is you don't act on anything like this without informing the parents, because parents are the ones who have raised that child all their lives. They'll be responsible for caring for that child once they leave the school. So they should be the primary person involved, or the primary people involved in their care.
It's fundamental. Joan, thank you. Another high honor. I don't know how we can top this someday for you. Worst person of the world. Doesn't get any higher than that, particularly when he used to do it on TV. I mean, he made Bill O'Reilly like four nights out of five the worst person in the world.
Wow.
But Joan Cohen is right up there. Watch it, Joan. You're on the radar of Will Bunch.
Oh, well, duly noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Joan. Have a nice weekend.
Take care. You too.
Okay, Joan Cohen here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you need do is just push pound 1210 and I'm coming to you. DJ sent me this today. This will be cut 10. I thought this a lot of fun on a Friday, sort of. There's a viral video out there. If you've ever seen like a Bic pen, I'm looking at mine. Now it's a ball, so I don't have one. But the pen cap, there is a hole. There's a little hole in it. Like it's somebody took a pretty big pin and punched a hole in the top of your pen cap. If you have one where you can take the cap on and off. Why is that? What is it? What's the reason? Is it just some quirk? And it's gone viral. Here's an explanation of why that hole is on the pen cap.
Have you ever wondered why pen caps have those little holes in them? Well, most people think it has something to do with the ink, but the actual reason is much more important than that. Pen companies are actually required to add these little holes. You see, it's just enough space for airflow if the cap gets stuck in someone's throat.
Yes, the thing is, people biting on the pen. Now, I've never done that. I think it's an awful habit. It's just too imaginable, but people that do that, they could swallow the pen partially. And the idea is this opens up an airflow. I thought it was something to do with the ink, to balance the ink, some pressure point or whatever. Hear what the guy said, though. That's apparently a requirement in order to stop people from swallowing the top of their Bic. Usually, that's the one I think of where I see this. I wonder if you agree with that. Are you in a camp saying, "Ah, come on, that's ridiculous. How's that going to increase your airflow just enough that you'll be safe?" Right? All right, 855-839-1210. Got a lot of people on the side question today, like Nick in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Nick, good afternoon. So do you buy that story? Nick, do you buy that Penn story?
Not really.
Oh, so you don't think it's to help the airflow, huh?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to call the FDA up on this. All right, Nick, so what do you have as far as a boat film?
As far as what? I'm a little out of here.
Oh, okay, Nick. As far as a film about boats.
Tom Clancy, Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, very good film. Okay, absolutely, yes. Even old what's-his-name is decent in Alec Baldwin. I'd say he's decent in that. Yeah, Tom Clancy, I think I just saw the other day was his birthday. He passed away at the age of 66. Very prolific. All right, we'll take more coming up. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You heard what Joan Cullen is doing there. The Ukrainian flag. See, I get where they're going at this point. And I think a lot of people, I don't think the people in Washington get that a lot of Americans are angry. We've gone too far with this. The spending never ends with Ukraine. Not that they're backing Russia, although Tucker Carlson is way out of bounds with this stuff. Yeah, do I know who's blowing up the gas line? I think it's the Russians. Look, just admit it. Why can't we agree on it? Putin is stone cold evil. There's just nothing about him. He's murdered people, countless numbers. So that doesn't mean everything Ukraine does is correct or that we ought to be funding it in the manner that we are. That's where the issue is. Or we're more concerned about their border than our own border. Speaking of which, here is Vice President Harris. This is Cut 14. And look, people can make mistakes, but this is a walking mistake. This is Joe Biden-esque. Here's Kamala Harris after her tour at the border with North Korea. Here's what she said.
So the United States shares a very important relationship, which is an alliance with the Republic of North Korea. And it is an alliance that is strong and enduring.
God, she just is always looking for affirmation from everybody around her. And I'm kind of surprised. I don't remember when Harris campaigned. I thought she was a lightweight. Thought she had gotten there in sort of an affirmative action sense as the senator from California, ultimately. That and relay other relationships. But this is beyond lightweight. This is Joe Biden country. On a daily basis, the word salad or things. I mean, no sense of saying the Republic of North Korea. It's just endless. Could they really replace Biden with Kamala Harris? Will that tag in happen? Oh, man. This is like when we had Obama and people said, yeah, he's got a great insurance policy. No one wants Joe Biden to become president. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, that's our theme today, our side question. Hit us with that all-time film or TV show related to boats, oceans, seas, Jaws, Titanic, off the board, things like that. Here is with Tucker last night, and I'm working behind the scenes to try to get her on. We might have somebody on Monday connected with Mark Houck, the pro-life person who had the entire FBI, it seemed like, out in front of his house just a week ago. Now, you should know, October 7th, so a week from today at 11 a.m. at 615 Chestnut Street. That's where the federal court is in Philadelphia. There will be a rally, speakers, I'll be one of them, at around 11 for supportive of Mark Houck. I think he'll be there. I'm not sure about that, but I think so. Pastor Bill Devlin's putting it together. So if you're anywhere near Center City, you might want to pop over and be supportive. Here's his wife last night telling Tucker Carlson how scared they were. 25 agents with guns drawn showed up at their house. Now, you know, this woman hardly seems like the type that's going to lie straight up about something. I don't think so. And we're going to see the Republicans have the power, the grit to drag Merrick Garland in before Congress, get him on the record under oath about this. I told you yesterday, the woman in the Justice Department, who's a deputy and was very suspect, a radical in the Biden administration, appears to be the one that greenlit this. I guess then Merrick Garland signed off. I hope it has to reach the level of Merrick Garland to sign off on a Friday morning at 7 a.m. A family of seven kids, wife, husband, that's a minister, essentially, be raided because of something that was dismissed by courts in the Philadelphia area over a year ago. Here's what his wife told Tucker Carlson.
It was devastating. I mean, as you can imagine, it's hard to even express the victimization and, you know, how traumatized we all are due to this unnecessary thing that happened to us, you know, so.
How many FBI agents, it's hard even to imagine, given that neither you nor your husband nor any of your seven children been charged with a violent crime or accused of violence. How many FBI agents with guns would you estimate showed up at your house?
It had to have been 20, 25, 30. I mean, we have a large property. My entire front yard, you could barely see it. It was covered with at least 15 big trucks and cars. And there were, you know, like I said, 20, 25, 30 men, women, completely in jackets with shields and helmets and guns, and they were behind cars. It was, I mean, something I never would expect to see on my front lawn. It was crazy.
It's so horrifying that I really have to hope people are punished for real for this. And finally, Mrs. Houck, how are your children doing? I have to ask.
You know, it's hard to tell. The older ones, we can talk, we can cry. We've had some counseling. We have more counseling to do. And the little ones, they're scared. They're scared. There's a lot of crying and a lot of unrestful sleep. A lot of kids in our bed at night and in the morning.
Well, I hope every one of those agents who showed up at your home with automatic weapons is watching this and feeling deep shame. I really do. Ryan Marie Houck and Peter Breen, thank you very much.
All right, there you go. That's the latest from the camp, the Houck camp. And I don't doubt that this happened. Why does it keep happening? Well, it comes back to this poll I told you, Franklin Marshall poll, that talks about how close Dr. Oz is now to defeating Fetterman. Okay? That alone ought to have people that goes, well, I don't know that I really like Dr. Oz. Maybe I won't. Get over yourself. If you don't vote during this upcoming election here, particularly in that race, just don't bother me then. You know, you're just somebody who we can't save. Because that's what this is about. It's about curtailing this till we take back the presidency. We're going to win the House. but each House seat counts to cement the ability to start those investigations and stop them. And this is one of those areas with Merrick Garland and the power of the purse. But if we also have the majority in the Senate only having to pick up one seat, just one seat, then it all comes crashing down. Biden can try to do whatever he wants. He's playing out the string till the presidential race starts. But if they keep the Senate, then we got some blocking power, but it's marginal. We don't have the full force to stop this nightmare. And that's exactly what it is. You heard this woman, seven kids, a house, the whole thing, Friday morning, completely unnecessary. And they go about their business. And I don't know how conflicted any of these agents are. I would hope, because I still think they're good people at the FBI, that a lot of them are, but they're under orders. I know they could quit. They should. We know all that. The bottom line is stopping Biden, Merrick Garland, and the Biden advisors. Stopping the left from finishing us off here. That's what it is. And you can see in a place like Philadelphia, as I said, the hearing I brought you yesterday, what does the news media do immediately? They seize on this narrative. Well, these victims really were saying the whole system is against them. It's not just Krasner. It's the mayor. It's the police chief. Well, guess what? The mayor is going to be going finally. Man, he still has over a year, if you can imagine. And with him will go this police chief. The next person who's mayor is not going to keep this silly police chief. She knows it. We all know it. Krasner is the bone of contention here, since what he's doing is not fulfilling his oath of office. Now, you could argue that Kenny is not. I can make a good argument. He's not either. And he ought to just be kicked out, this lazy mayor who's had it. And then the police commissioner is not fulfilling her job at all. She's almost invisible, and she doesn't know what she's doing. She is just looking for the next gig where it'll be the same thing. We're going to put a black female in there. Now, qualified black female, absolutely. She was just plucked out of that because Kenny made that pro. And look at what the result. It's a trifecta here. So that's why the critical thing right now is to impeach Krasner, defeat Fetterman. That's the critical doable goal. Dr. Oz is there. Look at this closing on this guy. I had a conversation today, too. Well, I think it was live on Inside Story, too. You'll see that Sunday at 11:30, and you know how much I admire Matt O'Donnell. And we were talking about one of the questions to the panel, this upcoming debate with Fetterman, and I said the critical thing is the moderator. If the moderator does a lot of back and forth, they may only get three or four questions in, because Fetterman's going to be futzing around with the the captioning, and I can't tell, and we got to have a slowdown here, and I don't know what's going on. Anything. Can you imagine the whole Senate race and direct confrontation? There might be three or four questions.
They should let you moderate a debate. Let me say that. I think it would be a lot more interesting.
So I think that Dr. Oz just has to ignore the moderators and all that and just be cautious, not browbeat Fetterman, but make the point that he wants a direct answer here, and he'll give a direct answer on the issue of crime. Stick to that. It opens up the door to everything. But boy, you talk about the running out the clock. I don't think there'll be commercials. But it's going to be hard to get anything. That's all the Fetterman camp is doing. Anything to delay. Maybe broken machinery. Maybe the lights will go out for a few minutes. Anything. Well, that all counts. We don't want to be here. Just what a repugnant figure this guy is. Just the mere look at him and the wife. It just, I don't say that about Shapiro. I oppose him and all that. This guy, though, is way beyond anything that's possibly mainstream. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Richard in Westchester. And Richard, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard. Good afternoon.
Hi. Greetings. My wife, who's a independent / leans Democrat, she saw what happened with McNesby on the news. McNesby endorses Oz, but doesn't endorse Mastriano. And she says, well, what is the difference? Why? Basically, she understands the two would be the same, the Shapiro and Fetterman. And she sees that she, as a Democrat, sees the hypocrisy of McNesby stabbing his own side in the back so he can get a few more shekels out of the state. And I think that's our worst enemy, are the people that stab us in the back. We know what Democrats are. But McNesby's just taking the money and running.
Well, here's the argument. He'll be on with us again. The only issue here is Doug is right to work, as I am, up and down the line. And they argue, well, they're not even going to listen if you're right to work.
I mean, aren't things a little bit, aren't there priorities here? What is more of a priority, this right to work business or be able to walk down the street without somebody turning around on you and shooting in your back of the head?
Well, of course. That's the way I see it. All right. What's your boat film or TV show?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
All right. We'll put you down for that. Thank you, Richard, very much. It's all in the presentation, too. Hit us with that. It was something a little bit more contemporary. Think of all the great film. All right. I'll take another one off there. Look, it is George Clooney, but I do like the film Perfect Storm. All right, that's another one. So I've taken Titanic off, Perfect Storm, Jaws, and I took Love Boat off just to take one off the TV side. Here's how you get in, 855-839-1210. You get on board. Coming up, Trevor Noah quits The Daily Show. Breitbart's got an interesting take. They add in the headline, the latest to depart in the humorless post-Trump era. In other words, being a comedian gets to be rough. How many comedians are telling Biden jokes about the obvious thing? Now, a lot of this started with Obama. You know you couldn't joke about Obama, and certainly you couldn't joke about Mrs. Obama even more. So when that happens, and you have a few comedians who are willing to do that, Dave Chappelle, the Burr guy, people like that, Bill Maher, to a degree. The other comedians, it's not so much fun. They don't want to do it. They don't want to joke about Biden. How about Fetterman? Nah, you can't be telling jokes about this. Oh, I get it now. So let's go back to the Trump jokes. Just think, where would, for material, where would Jimmy Kimmel be without Trump? What kind of joke? Who would he joke about? There's nothing. All right, so Trevor Noah quitting after 7 years. I'll give you a little bit more on that. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Let me first remind you to, boy, as we head into storm preparation, I don't think we're going to be that. It's just a lot of rain, but you never know. Keep in mind our ace in the hole, batteries plus bulbs. Mount Laurel on Route 73 and Northfield on Tilton Road. There, Roy and his trusted advisors are going to give you the most expert and creative service for anything that's electronic, technology, whatever it might be. Compare it to the big box stores. You're not going to get that there. They're not just friendly. They're honestly the best you're going to find at fixing, say, your phone. If you get your phone fixed there, you get a free protector just for saying Dom Giordano. That's all that you have to do. Car batteries. Very, very competitive prices, as I mentioned, too. Anything that you're thinking long-term that you want to put into play as far as looking at storm preparation of one sort or another, they have you covered with everything there. You can't go wrong. Now, if you want to call them because of whatever the issue is, it's 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Welcome in. It's been another full week. At 2 o'clock, Martina White will give us the final word on what happened in today's hearing with Larry Krasner. Thanks for all the support on Twitter, particularly for what we're doing. Krasnerland will continue today at 4 o'clock. Usually it's on Thursday, every Thursday at 4 o'clock. All you do is go to the station's Facebook page, facebook.com/1210WPHT, and all we need you to do is just share it with as many neighborhood groups and others as possible. Let them know there's hope. And the thing they have to do is share this around the state so that we have an overwhelming vote in about 2 weeks to impeach Larry Krasner. Then the next level will be targeting these Democrats that we think might, because of their constituents, vote to ouster this guy. This guy feels cornered like the rat he is. It's even out there nationally. We played it for you. Mike Jerick with from Fox 29. Mike Jerick out there with Krasner this week saying, well, why don't you just resign? That would be a way to stop all this. And when Krasner told him it was working, he said 1,000 deaths, and he gave the period of time that that happened. How could that be? I think he said in 20 months. How could that be working? Well, in Krasner, it doesn't matter. None of that's going to stop him. The only thing that's going to stop him is impeaching him and then oustering him at trial. That's it. I don't know. Next election cycle, that's too far down the road. Now, Doug Mastriano finally came to Philadelphia today. He's going to be in the show at 12:30 on Monday. And he's at this Latino small business people group. Kudos to them. Because it takes a lot. You know, they might be threatened. Their business could be threatened, et cetera, et cetera. Simply because they're turncoats if they're talking to somebody like this. And what Mastriano said, our police officers, when I'm governor, will have the authority to go out and make arrests. Lawlessness here is killing Philadelphia. Now, how could any reasonable person not say lawlessness is killing Philadelphia? Why do you have people that show up at a high school football thing with all those people and all those cameras and shoot five kids? Why? Because they're out of control. They're running wild here. That's why. That's what's going on. Anything could happen. Who is the force of stability and law and order? Well, Krasner is the enemy of it. Kenny is on vacation. And the silly police chief is the epitome of what's wrong. I don't think the Philadelphia Police Department is functioning in a way that I have deep admiration for at this point. It pains me to say it because she's not demanding it. It has nothing to do with that. It's a gig for her. I think they're falling off the rails too, and they're demoralized with her, plus the constant stuff from Krasner, plus they keep on talking about recruiting more cops. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, we're going to try to pay them a little bit more. That's not going to work. I'm talking high-quality people that want to become a Philadelphia cop. And the answer is not a whole lot. But I have hope. There are three or four people that are going to run for mayor, are running for mayor now, that would make a change, but with Krasner there. So if you have a chance, you see Inside Story. When asked a solution to this in Philadelphia by Matt O'Donnell, I told him, look, Jack Stolzheimer and I differ on a few things, the Delaware County, but you've heard him with me. We've gotten along tremendously recently. And what they've done over in Chester could be done here. But I made the point, Krasner is the one that will not do it. And the mob doesn't want it done. They don't care about any of this stuff. They're offering the juice that this guy's doing some kind of huge experiment here. They love it. They can't get enough of it. These people can't be reasoned with. The only way to stop them is to vote against every Democrat you can, any chance you get. It's like a bodily function. I don't care how bad the alternative, you cannot trust them. They will, in some way, shape, or form, be under such pressure, they'll aid and abet someone like Krasner. Right now, Fetterman is the menace out there, and we're closing in on him. I'd love to hear from you. Are you still in that camp that can't get over the primary election? Well, I don't like what happened. I get it with Kathy Barnett. We all do. I don't like what Hannity and Trump did. And you know it was Trump too, right? And Hannity. And I understand the pain of Dave McCormick. He might have done pretty well in this. But Dr. Oz has run a very good campaign. I have confidence in him if he's the senator to follow through on these things. And the polling is optimistic. This Franklin and Marshall was a liberal poll telling us even there he's close to within 3 points. That's amazing. Meaning it's within the margin of error. The problem is Republicans are kind of still sitting on their hands here. Shame on you. What kind of insanity is that? We finally have our opportunity, our moment we're called to. And if you see Fetterman even once, and you can't say, I'll climb over hot coals to vote, something's wrong with you. You really are not someone I'd want to associate with. You've completely lost your mind. Think of your kids, your grandkids, the country. We have a chance right here now in the next couple weeks to put an end to this misery. All the while we're working on Krasner. It's not an easy thing taking Krasner out. But would you rather just sit there and bellyache? That's your other option here. We're doing the work to get this done. And he is going to be impeached. Now, the trial, that's going to be a lot more work. All right, phone lines 855-839-1210. Let me go to Mary in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mary, good afternoon. What do you have today?
I have a movie for you. How about The African Queen with Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah, Humphrey Bogart and...
Kate Hepburn.
And Hepburn, yes. The leeches, yeah. A little bit older. But that's a classic thing, The African Queen. All right, that's what we're looking for now. We are looking for a film that, or TV show, that has boats, a theme, that kind of thing. I was thinking about that since the Navy Yard yesterday. Dan in Reading is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Dom. How are you today?
Good, good.
I have a movie and then a comment. My movie is Summer Rental with John Candy.
Oh, yeah. Funny film. Yes. Very good.
And I have a question. The hurricane in Florida, how do you see that affecting the election down there? Like you, I count Republican senators who I think can win. Will the devastation keep people away from the polls? And who does that help or hurt? I'll hang up and...
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Stay there, Dan. I think that's a great question. Sure. Yeah. Which race are you talking about? Scott's not... You're talking about Rubio.
I'm talking about Rubio, yeah, because I count the Republic for the Senate.
Yes, I would be surprised if Rubio does not put away Deming in the end. I think he's ahead by a couple points, and I don't know that that will have any impact on this. If anything, maybe it aids him a little bit. I guess there'll be some, we still have 5 weeks to go. I think Rubio, in the end, you're going to start to see turning the corner. I'd be very surprised. He's a brand there versus Deming. And
people not being able to get to the polls because they've lost everything? I mean, are they Republican areas that lost that and they're not going to get to the polls?
Yeah, you know what? I'd have to plead. Yeah, I hear you. I think it's too soon to, I don't know. Fort Myers seems to be the epicenter. I don't know if that's a Democrat or Republican area. Seems to be spread over such a wide swath that it's a little bit difficult to determine that. And hopefully, within 5 weeks, they're going to be back. I wouldn't worry quite that much about Rubio, though. It's a great question. Thank you. I think Rubio wins in the end. I think the polling is starting to turn back toward Republicans again. And people sniff out this Val Deming is not law and order or anything else. Yeah, that's not the one I'm worried. I'm worried about Oz and Fetterman. I think that could be decisive. I'm worried about the one in Arizona, too, that Blake Masters guy. I don't see it at this point, but I don't know. I'm not, day to day. Here, what I can tell you is if Republicans just come home with Dr. Oz, not sit on their hands and say, I don't feel like voting, Dr. Oz is going to beat Fetterman. And that may be the seat that controls the Senate. If we have that, they're not going to be able to do anything. It's just that simple. I still think if we have an enormous edge in the House, we can block just about everything until the presidential season starts. All right, 855-839-1210. How about some films, say, the last 10 or 20 years? There's a lot of them on the water. It's a constant theme. It's a journey. And I'd say the greatest, it's not a film or a TV show, but the greatest on the water tale that I can think of, I still think, is Huckleberry Finn. I mean, it's just an incredible adventure story on top of everything else. Hey, you've heard me talk about my friend and board-certified prostodontist and my dentist, Dr. Robert Bentz, of the Bentz Dental Implant and Prostodontic Center in East Norriton. Dr. Bentz is nationally, locally recognized as one of the area's top prostodontists, can help you get your oral health back on track. So join Dr. Benz for a wild night of all that you can eat and drink samples from Montgomery County's top restaurants, breweries, distilleries. Enjoy live music, giraffe feedings, and unique animal encounters while you stroll the Elmwood Park Zoo on a beautiful fall evening. All proceeds support Elmwood Park Zoo's mission to foster appreciation for wildlife and environmental conservation. Dr. Benson and his staff are one of the sponsors of this wonderful event. Stop by and see them on Thursday, October 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Couple things. Governor Murphy, our buddy Matt Rooney, hear him Sunday night at 8 at SaveJersey.com, reports Murphy is trying to ouster, or will ouster, three people on the state school board because of their opposition to this cockamamie destructive that we broke down this week, sex ed curriculum that they're out of control with. And I'm surprised that Murphy's jumping in. He's trying to pose, dance around a little bit. He's not that radical, but he's about that, and we'll be on that. And former Governor Cody, who I actually had him come and do some events with us when he became governor, former state senator Dick Cody, they had yesterday a hearing to make acting attorney general Matt Platkin in Jersey get the full title. And Democrats shoved it through. Republicans were saying, wait a minute, this guy Platkin was the top advisor to Murphy, telling him to shut down churches. Also, this clown, Platkin, is the guy who stonewalled, do you remember right in the beginning, the outrageous case of this alleged rape by a top advisor, Al Alvarez, allegedly raped Katie Brennan, the former volunteer in the governor's 2017 campaign. Brennan reported the claim to Platkin, who ultimately decided not to tell Murphy. Alvarez stepped down after Brennan went public. Remember all that? It's this guy. So here's what Cody said, and Matt Rooney is all over it, and he's right to be. I don't give a damn what the Constitution said when citing Platkin's role in the Murphy administration's indefensible coronavirus decision-making. I mean, this is saying the quiet part out loud. In other words, we don't care about your Constitution. We're progressives. We're in charge in Jersey. Take your Constitution and you know what with it. They don't care. Remember when Murphy made the fatal decision to go on with Tucker Carlson? And he was asked, well, you're closing down churches, but not liquor stores. And he said, yeah, well, you know, alcoholics need liquor. What do you mean? Alcoholics need liquor. And he said, that Constitution stuff is above my pay grade. Okay? That's back when he didn't have the hair. Now he's got the hair. God knows what he's going to say. But Cody got it said, didn't you, Senator Cody? I don't give a damn what the Constitution said. We did what we had to do. I don't give a damn what the Constitution says. Yeah, that's the problem with progressives. That is definitely what the problem is. They don't care. The only thing they care about is they know it's in their way. That's as far as they can go with it. Now, this isn't constitutional per se, but it's in the thought process of the founding fathers. One of the reasons Fetterman is such a menace, his deep goal, what he runs on when he's saying the Eagles are better than the Eagles, stuff like that, the filibuster. He's going to get rid of that filibuster. He's going to be the vote. They're going to get rid of that, and then we will have no mercy. We'll put in as many senators as we want. We'll pack the Supreme Court. Nothing will matter that you do. We will run the country for the next 1,000 years. That's Fetterman. That's what his goal is. That's why the mob gets excited, in addition to the hoodie and the whole thing. So that's what the stakes are here. Imagine Cody, though. I don't give a damn what the Constitution. This is like A Few Good Men. I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to. Your Constitution? Yeah, I did. I called a code red. We shut down your house of worship. Take that, and we kept the liquor stores open. We're Jersey Democrats. It's thuggery. We're Philadelphia Democrats. Same thing. Constitution. Larry Krasner. Come on. All right. Coming up, we're going to get an update for you from the hearing on Larry Krasner's impeachment day two to see what happened. And we'll take as many calls as we can. A lot of people got a film. It is with something contemporary, a little outside the box, a film or TV show involving a lot of time on the water, like Jaws, Titanic. Looking for something big. I see a few good ones here. And we'll award the winner toward the end of next hour, then pull them out of the hat for the $50 gift card to Captain Chuckie's. You get on board at 855-839-1210. Don't forget Krasnerland today, where we do respect the Constitution. 4 o'clock. Dan, I got to say, even on the honeymoon, has built up quite a supply of stuff. Go to facebook.com/1210WPHT. Big 2 o'clock hour to close out the week on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.